Welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
And we've got a special, special, special guest in the house.
A guest that you lot were doing most.
You lot were doing about.
You were doing the most. Bruv. And it was getting low-key disrespectful. They were like, I love this guest, but Kaz.
No, but you lot, so when Kaz and Tyler were deciding to give us crumbs on Instagram, you know when you did an Instagram live? Yeah. I was watching it, minding my good business. Yeah. I see Kaz go on Black Girls Living. I said, now why am I in it? Now why are we here today? But we did it, guys. She's finally here. We did it, yo.
You got to give people what they want. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. This is a busy girl.
Yeah, for real.
She stay busy, booked and busy.
Oh, we trying. I'm trying, man.
How are
you? I'm happy to be here. I'm good. Like, I'm literally good. I was out yesterday.
Come a bit closer to the mic. Let me push it a little bit closer to you.
This is going to be... Yeah?
Yeah. Because I think you got a bit of a soft-spoken voice. So, yeah, don't want to miss all the tea. Yeah.
You don't want to miss anything. Is this fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I'm good. I'm just vibing. Mm. I'm not going to lie. I'm literally just living my life now.
That's a mood.
Yeah. What was you up to yesterday? Mm. So you were saying?
Yeah, so I went to the Butterfly Ball, and it's basically just a charity ball hosted by Caldwell Children. Mm. And they basically are a charity who help disabled children all across the spectrum. Mm. So it was just like an auction event and they were raising money so that they can provide services to keep helping the kids.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was a really good event. Mm. So yeah.
Honey's really doing red carpet for y'all. What is that like nowadays?
The red carpet events. You know what? I've learned from every single one. I've done something wrong at every single one.
Really?
No, just in terms of like the prep.
Yeah.
Like I'm naturally very clumsy and forgetful. Mm. So I need people to put me in.
What have you forgotten?
Oh, everything. Mm. Honestly, I think the first one, the first one was just the start. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm. Second one, I forgot my wig. That was
not the wig. Not the wig.
Were you going to walk on the carpet?
I can accept mascara. I can accept maybe your lip liner, but a whole wig.
I forgot my wigs. Basically, a wig was made for me and it was going to get restyled for me because it was only a few days later. So it was going to get restyled for me. So obviously, naturally, everything was sorted. Hotel was sorted, hair, makeup, stylist, everything was booked.
Yes.
All I had one job.
Oh, no.
My management gave me one job to show up. That was my job.
Okay.
Cast just show up. Mm. Yeah, of course. And I showed up on time.
Yes.
I just was missing a very important entity.
Oh, my God.
So when the glam team arrived, obviously makeup setting up, Mary's like setting up with hair. Now, I travelled into London with a bob. Mm. I was meant to have a 26-inch long wig with me. I'd taken it off my head. It was glued in for me to have kept installed for like a week. But I switched up my hair. I don't know why I did that. So I'd taken it off and like put it in a wig bag and left it on my bed. So when we got to the event, when we were getting ready, my hairdresser was like, Kaz, where's your wig? And I was like, oh, in my suitcase. And I was like, check my suitcase. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Sweetie.
I forgot my wig. We had like 2 or 3 hours to go. I live in Essex. It takes an hour and a half for like a car to come. There's no Ubers in my town. Mm. So obviously I'm calling my sister. We're trying to call like a normal local cab to put the wig in there to like get it across. It was just a mess. But in the end, I went on Instagram. I think we all went on Instagram. We're like, we need a wig. Anyone help us right now? But obviously my hairdresser came through.
Thank
literally, bless her. Husband put a wig in the cab from her house. And it came and she literally, when I say slayed that hair, I'm pretty sure she did in like 40 minutes or something like that.
Oh,
it was insane. But hey.
Wow.
Guess like that. It's honestly like, it's always something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know what, I've always been like that where I just make like, random little like mistakes or forget things, but then it turns out to be like something major.
Oh, my sister's the same. Like my mum's wedding, so my nephew had a suit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And my sister put it on the door to be like, when I'm leaving, I'm gonna grab the suit and go.
Okay.
So my sister arrived at the hotel without the suit.
What's homeboy wearing?
He was wearing his football clothes.
Okay.
It didn't get turned around.
The total 90.
My sister had to go all the way back home to pick up the suit. But that's literally what my sister's like. So I can relate.
That sounds like Future Me. It does. And I don't know what it is. I've always like I always say I am really clumsy. But then at least I maintain my cool in the moment and I kind of laugh it
we
off.
We would never know. Do you know what? There's one look you did recently with a black and white kind of diamante dress.
Yeah.
Not guessing you because your hair, but I was scrolling as I do on the Instagram. I said, wow. Oh. What a bloody wow.
Thank you so much.
I love the fact that you wanna chuck us. Like, I love it. Like, you love to do that, Kaz. You love to keep us speechless and we say, oh my God. Love that. Like, you know your glam team. Is it a real I mean, I know you're an influencer from before anyway, so you're always about the looks, but has it always been like, we need to do, if we're going to do this, we're doing it? Or does it just kind of come naturally to you?
I think I'm obviously working, I've found amazing people from hair to makeup to styling, and it's just getting the right fit. Because I've always said, if I'm comfortable, I'm good and I'm myself. And if I'm comfortable, then I feel sexy, I feel authentic and I feel really confident. And I want that to reflect. Because you cannot have me walking up and down a red carpet feeling like not myself. Definitely. Because it's going to show. Because I'm very like, what you see is what you get with me. When I'm happy, you see it. When I'm not, you see it. Even when I try to hide it, you can feel it. I don't know. But yeah, it's a process. It's definitely a process. But yeah, it's been fun. Thank you.
Am I right that you're wearing a bit your piece today?
Of course.
Are you advertising?
Well, it's not the advertising.
I was about to ask about that. Because somebody has a little, you know, a thing collection going on. Yeah, so.
A little limited edition, I did. Limited edition, if you haven't bought anything. Have you got anything?
The drag.
Have you?
The drag.
Listen. Have I been paid yet?
No, to be fair, I'm going into store to try it on.
I cannot.
These boobs.
I cannot believe you just did this to us. I cannot believe it.
In a real life.
I'm actually in shock.
Can you drag the people listening? Tell the people listening.
Yeah, tell the people listening.
Oh no, I think have I asked them yet?
Ask them right now.
If you haven't bought something. To be honest, you know what? I know a lot of people have because people have been sending me stuff and DMs, which has been really nice to see. And I've made like a little montage of like people who are wearing it. And I want to put it out at the end after and just say like, thanks guys. And people will like DM me. But like, if you're just out here saying you support me, but you're not buying anything. Hey. This is an issue. But I love you still. Still love you.
It's because we're waiting on a bonnet line.
Oh, the bonnet line.
You don't have to. I'm joking. You're not going to go and force destiny on you if you don't want to do it. Please. Let's do a quick fire round of questions. Get to know you a bit better.
Okay.
So, righty, let me get my
when you say quick fire, you legit mean like
quick
boom.
Fire. Boom. Okay. Favorite film?
A little princess.
Okay. What's that about?
It's a really old film and it's set like this man, he goes off to war and his daughter's being looked after. It's really moving.
Oh, wow. But, yeah. That sounds really
sad. And Beauty and the Beast.
Do you like the live animation,
live action one?
Mm. Of Beauty and the Beast? Yeah. I personally love it. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, Gaston. I love Gaston.
Basically, we're talking about cartoon zaddies.
Oh, yeah.
And Jazz said,
Gaston is the zaddy.
I'm here for that.
You know that song? Please, Kaz, do you remember song that he sang before he was going to war? And he was in the pub. And he was like, it's Gaston or whatever.
Oh, wait, no, I do know it. Oh my gosh, wait. When they're going to attack the beast.
Yeah.
When he's like, kill the beast.
Yeah, and it's like, everyone's gassing him up. Like, yeah, it's Gaston. Like, it's not no small man. It's Gaston.
Yeah, that's what did it for you.
No,
yeah,
I knew that
was, I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God.
This is so frustrating because
am I going to have to play it?
Please, if you can find it. Because it's going to bother me.
I'm starting to think. I think I might be singing Prince Ali.
Yeah, I think you are.
Actually,
I think also, that was Prince Ali.
That is literally one of my favourite Disney songs.
Aladdin.
So good. I do love it.
I think that was actually.
More questions. Heels or trainers?
Heels.
Vodka or tequila?
Tequila.
Drake or Kanye?
Drake.
Favorite thing about Tyler?
Oh, selfless. Yeah, he is. He's sweet.
David or Wizkid?
David?
David O.
Oh, Wizkid.
FaceTime or WhatsApp?
FaceTime.
The club or brunch?
brunch.
Oh, really? I would have thought you were a club girl.
See, the thing is, I love a night out, but I'm also very lazy. And I'll be out and I'm like, I like brunch. So I like, you know, when it's 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Chef's kiss. Yeah. That for me is like, okay, I can go, I can have a good time.
And,
I can
and get still get home, yeah.
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 But I like turning up. But
Regina George or Katie Herron?
Regina.
Really?
I think Katie was more of a villain than
Regina.
Do you
know, when you look back, I think so too.
I don't think Regina was that much of a villain. In my opinion.
Do you know what? The thing with Regina is that you knew what you were getting with her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was, yeah. So it's like, you knew that like, this girl was a little bit of a witch. And you kind of accepted her for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Katie was more of like that. It was like grass snake. What is it? Snake in the grass type.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. High School Musical or Twilight?
Oh.
Really? Hard one.
I love both.
Hard one.
Oh, it's going to have to be Twilight.
Really?
Oh, I love High School Musical to Twilight. Like, know, why would toughie. You do that?
Guys, can I quickly say, before we move on?
Yeah.
Bet on it. I think they did something quite spiritual with that song. How can Troy Boyton say, I'm not going to stop, not going to stop till I get my spot. That's who I am. That is my plan. Will I end up on top? You can bet on it. No, but guys, think about that spiritually.
That's how I feel about...
Sorry.
Go on. You know Usher's song... Wait, you know you're doing good because they jealous. Pop your collar.
Yes.
Oh, spiritual.
Spiritual. I love that.
Hold on, I think I found it.
But what do you like? Oh, you go and play the song. Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on. Oh, is this when he was with the other guy?
Oh my God.
I was so gassing him up.
I can't believe this.
I was so singing Aladdin now.
I can't believe
you were.
Prince Ali. What is it that you like about Twilight?
Oh, it's just the storyline and also like the fight right at the end. I watched that over and over again.
The fight at the end of the first one or the end of the whole franchise. Oh, is that when
he tricked us?
Endgame vibes.
That really disturbed me, you know. That's when I lost a lot of my trust in the world.
Because he saw the vision and he saw her dying and said, "Nah, we ain't doing this. I value my life." But yeah, I just like that Bella and Edward kind of love. But then it's all obsessive and stuff, so maybe I shouldn't say that out loud.
You know when you watch it back, yeah? He used to be looking at her like...
Yeah, literally!
It was bad.
I'm like, I'm not here for it. Like,
he used to do the
healthy amount of obsession.
Do you know what I used to love about that, though? I can't lie. It used to get me gas when he came out of nowhere and he got the door of the car and he pulled it. I was like, that's my man, my man.
Survived.
I understand, Bella. That's my man, my man. Like, I get it.
You're actually very sick.
But she had, do you know what I love for her? I love she had two nice options because I was actually Team Jacob, you know.
I was as well.
And then I grew up. I really was. I used to be so Team Jacob.
I think when I was younger,
yeah, me too. I definitely did.
Oh my gosh, all the way from like, what was it? The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
you're so cute.
Oh my God. You're so good looking. And then,
tell us more about your collection, how it came about, and all of the good stuff.
Of course, my collection, which you guys need to still buy. But
we'll tag you.
I'm waiting. For
I'm actually going to tag you. No, because you've called me out. It's cool. It's cool, though. It's cool.
Honestly, guys, this is how my humor's set up. I'm actually just like this. Don't take me seriously. Obviously, I started working with Avenue a few years ago. So when I was just doing like influencing, doing content and stuff, initially started with gifting. So we were just doing gifting. And then I was like, yeah, it just progressed naturally into me getting paid by them. And I was like, okay. Mm. I think that was one of the first times I realized like, I'm making money. This is now work. Yeah. And then... they asked me to do a campaign with them. And I was like, campaign? Yeah, of course. And yeah, it just rolled on from there. And then I did a second campaign with them. And it was just weird because it's like you see yourself in the shop window and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like wow. Mm. And I think when my friends would like tag me, my friends who lived in Birmingham, who lived in Nottingham, were sending me pictures of like the storefront.
And this was before the show,
before the show. I was literally just there like, oh, okay. Because I think sometimes I don't realize how much work I actually put in.
Yeah.
I don't think I give myself that much credit a lot of the time. And I've learned that over the years. I need to really give myself flowers because I really don't do that. Mm-hmm. I underestimate myself a lot. And I'll do something and I'm like, it's massive, but then I'm not seeing it as massive. I'm just like,
or you're thinking about what's next. Or,
yeah, I'm kind of just like, okay, so what's next? Like, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
I need to do better. Oh, wow. Am I doing good enough? Like, I question myself a lot in that sense. Yeah. I think I've learned over the last couple of years, like, hold on a minute, actually, sorry, you're actually a baddie. You're actually bossing in. You're actually making moves that not many people are making that you know. Cause it's not like I necessarily followed someone's blueprint as per se.
Because you were definitely an established influencer before you went in.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. Like, definitely, definitely. That's why when you went in, a lot of people are like, oh my God, we know who she is. So yeah, kudos to yourself. Big yourself
Thank
up.
You.
Big
Thank
up your chest.
You. Yeah, no, you have to. Because, like, I forget to, you know what I mean? The first time I ever saw mice, like, pictures in the Boo Avenue store, I was in Lakeside with my mum and we just went shopping. And honestly, it sounds really crazy, but I knew I had to go. I wanted to go into store to take a picture of it myself because people were sending it to me.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you do the shoot and then you just carry on with your life and then it's out.
Yeah.
It's not like you get told, hey, it's out, like in store, but you know the clothing is out on the website.
Yeah,
you're not really thinking, hold on, my face is actually out there.
Yeah.
So we were just shopping in Lakeside and we were meant to be going to IKEA and I don't even know why we didn't. That's so irrelevant. Why am I still Oh my God. Anyway, and I'd just bought makeup. And we were just walking and we actually walked past the store. My mum was like, hang on.
Oh my God.
And then we were like, oh yeah. We kept saying, let's not forget to go and see it. And it was my mum who spotted it. And I think in that moment, how happy my mum was and just how happy I was. I think that's when I realized, like, okay, like you've actually done something and you didn't leave your 9-to-5 in vain. Like, come on, let's go.
Oh, so you used to have a 9-to-5 before?
Yeah, I used to work 9-to-5 and I was like, I just need a change. Yeah. I like flexibility. I like to be able to just kind of plan my own hours. I didn't want to ask for annual leave. I want to be able to just do me. I didn't understand how hard it is. It's difficult.
Did you have management when you were influenced before?
Yeah, so I did. I did like a trial with another management, but it just didn't work out for me. And also, I think it was the first time I'd done it. I did it as my following was kind of growing. So I was just trying to work out like where I was anyway and where they were. They were lovely, but it just was, we weren't the right
That's
fit
fair.
For
Happens,
each other.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, the campaigns, like the Bo one, that was outside of them as well. Do you know what I mean? So I was kind of like, you see what you're doing for yourselves, what other people can do for you. And you just have to find that balance because one, it doesn't happen overnight. I think when you do work with management, it takes a while to understand each other's rhythms because they need to know you in order to say no and yes on your behalf. Because otherwise they'll just be like, hey, this is here, what do you think? This is here, what do you think?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, why do you keep asking me all these questions? Like, you should know. And it's like, no, you need to work on that relationship and also just give it time. So yeah.
So what does it feel like, the fact that you used to work with them, now you literally have your own collection with them?
It's honestly, it's full circle.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the biggest full circle moments of my entire life. Because it literally started from gifting.
Yeah. But a serious question.
Yeah.
Do you blame them when your body is like that?
Let's get into that one even.
Like, oh, why are you so even much. Surprised?
Thank you.
When I saw you walk down the runway? Whatever.
Yeah.
Is this even for real?
It's for real, man.
Thank you so much. No, honestly.
The most insulting thing, she says she doesn't go to gym.
No. You need to lie. In fact, release your booty guide now.
Release the guide.
That's what really
the guy, the page one would be like.
For everybody listening, Kaz goes to the gym. Don't worry.
Do you actually
guide coming
the
soon?
Thing is, do you bang gym? Please tell me you do because I need to tea.
I don't want to cry today.
Genetics.
So tell me that you go to the gym, and tell me that it took you 2 years to get to where you are.
I have been to the gym.
Oh God.
I can probably count on two hands how many times I've been to
Some
the
of
gym
us are living
and
in
actually
the gym.
Done
how does
stuff,
it feel
right?
to be God's favorite?
No, like, you know, honestly, I think a lot of things for me, I do think it's diet. I eat pretty healthy and I walk.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
But funny. I've been to the gym, like, I say been, but I'd be lying if I said, oh, I'm like a goer. But I do want to go only because everyone I know who goes says it's like really good for mindset.
No, for real.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? 100%. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really good for mental. Exactly. It makes me feel so good. Like usually when I go to the gym, I'm like, I don't want to go there. Like I told Jasmine, that my excuses are so stupid.
Yeah, go on.
You'll be like, it's too dark, it's raining, it's too cold, or it's too busy, or my excuses are crap.
Every single one of those is valid. I'll tell you that.
Not you. Not you.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Not dark. You. Not you. Enabling. Or I'll be like, I just ate a banana 20 minutes ago, so I can't go.
You know, but sometimes the food has to settle.
Oh my God, guys.
I get you.
I'm terrible. Because I'll be in the gym and be like, now I need to treat myself after. Going to the gym. That's why I got the Pondy jam the other day. Because I'm like, I deserve it.
Breathe. I deserve this.
I said, if this class teacher is late, I'll give her 5 minutes. If she's late, I'm getting the Pondy jam.
Wow. Yeah.
It gets like that.
It gets like that.
But then if I was you, I wouldn't listen to me. So yeah. Now it's up to you.
Let's talk about Love Island. Let's talk about the show. So if you guys don't know, I don't know where you've been, but we were repping for you hard, girl. Yeah, we're repping for you. We're like Team Kaz, Pewed. Like even when, like, obviously we don't know you know how they edit stuff, but when you're moving mad allegedly, we were still going, that's my girl. I'm gonna stick beside her. No, we were really, no, Kaz, we were really doing it.
I'm gonna stick beside him.
But can I tell you my favorite bit?
Go on.
My favorite bit was when you and Carla, you and Carla
people
broke up.
People do that a lot with both of us. They were like Tyler and Carla, and we're like Kaz and Carla. Like they just been
You guys, and it was like after Kaz and Moy ended, everything ended, and he came back, and he was like, he had a straight, you know, Tyler be smiling. That boy be happy.
Yes,
and he looked at you and he was like, I want you, I miss you and I want you back. And you know when he had a serious face? And you were like, you didn't give him too much. Too much. You were just like, is it?
I'd want me back too.
Period. That bit, and the way you just went around it, you were like, you didn't give him enough.
No, but the girls knew. Do you know what made me laugh here? Is that you guys were trying to have a serious conversation, but you both kept smiling.
Kept laughing. Yeah. The thing is, I've seen we've seen our arguments back, like the ones.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, like when we'd go back and forth, just in general, what was shown or wasn't shown, we would like that all the time. Like we'd have to sit there and be like, no, this is actually meant to be a serious conversation. We're meant to be serious.
I've actually been there.
Like,
I've
can we be serious for one? Yeah. Like, we were always, even on our final date, we were talking about stuff. We fell off and then we're like, no, actually, let's actually be serious. Just speaking. We just like that.
That's really cute. But how was your experience in a nutshell? How was it for you?
In a nutshell, do you know what? I always say it was, as hard as it got, it was definitely one of the best summers of my life because I did things in that villa that I just wouldn't do anywhere else. I think one of the biggest things we were all saying is it's so crazy how we can never go back to that villa as it was as a group. Because it's just like, it's a set, obviously. Like, so we can't just be like, hey, let's just like in 30 years book a reunion. Like, you can't do that. Yeah. Whereas when you go on holiday with like your friends, you can be like, oh guys, we had so much fun at that hotel, that villa, let's rebook in and like redo it. So I think that taught us not to take too many moments for granted. Well, obviously in the same breath, it's emotionally draining but challenging as well, because it's dating, you're basically opening up and you're being vulnerable and you're facing your deepest insecurities, your deepest triggers all at the same time. Yeah, because you're there to like find love and it's like if you're speaking to people, obviously it's an unnatural state, but when you're speaking to guys and you're like, oh, so you know what you're looking for, a lot of the premise of your conversations is around relationships and like connecting. And sometimes people say things, you're just thinking, well, or sometimes people say things, you're just like, oh, I like that. So you're constantly using your emotions and you're building friendships at the same time. But then it's like you're in this bubble. So you forget that you're actually on a show. But know you're on a show, but then you forget. Because in moments, the conversations are very intimate. So it's like when, for example, like when I was having conversations with different people, sometimes I was like, oh, I can't do this. I can't. Yeah. What is this? If this date was in the outside world, I would have genuinely...
You would have jumped out the toilet window.
I would have gone home. I would have left. But you're not in that space. it's true. And then at the same time, I think when you have some conversations with some people, they're like telling you things and you're like, oh, okay. And you're like, right, I don't want to have trust issues in the situation because I want to take your word for it and not do what I've done with like previous exes. Okay. And then you get like kind of lied to and you're just sat there like,
man.
So that time when you said this, and it's basically like always something.
Yeah.
Right? From that aspect, it's just like, oh my gosh, like your head's just gone. But it's also like really fun as well because you learn a lot about yourself and it's a different experience.
What did you learn about yourself?
I think I learned that I'm patient AF. Like I always thought I was quite impatient. Nah, I'm patient. Sometimes I'm not, but I am quite patient. And I think I learned that I don't really let like other people's, I understand projection.
Yeah.
I learned that I actually understand the concept of projection. Because I think sometimes when things would happen, I'd be like, can't lie, that's not me. That's not me.
Yeah.
That's not because of me. This isn't happening because of me. But I think I also learned that you're going to have, I think it's really important to always stand up for yourself and fight for what's right. Because I can't lie, not everyone's going to come and fight for you. Not everyone's going to step in. And I think sometimes people are going to gaslight you into thinking situations aren't actually what they are.
Okay.
When they are. And you need to be so stern in who you are and your beliefs and be like, no, that was wrong. That was right. And stand by it. Otherwise, people are going to make you see things differently. And it's like, no, that's not the case.
That's what you were so good at. You were so articulate. Like,
oh, thank you.
The way you would carry people in that villa, I was like, I need this girl to be fighting my battles. When I'm at work, I think everyone should have a Kaz on there. Because it was just perfect.
Thank you.
Very eloquent.
Yeah, the way you... You wasn't falling for anything.
And you didn't stutter once.
Yeah, not once. If it was me, I'd be like, free for the... And they love us.
Yeah. No, I think over the years, I think I've learned to hear to listen rather than just... Or is it listen to hear? No.
Listen. I think it is listen to
hear. But
we know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Basically, like when people speak to me, I listen to what they say in order for me. I want to understand
and not just
where they're coming from.
Respond,
I don't want to just like respond for the sake of responding because I've done that before. Like my last relationship was like, first of all, it was on and off for like 4 years and then was official for a year. So I've done the whole like long talking stage and not really understanding boundaries and learning how to build that. And then also just dealing with betrayal and then understanding and like trust and all that kind of stuff. And I think I'm just at that point. I'm like, if you're going to tell me something, let's just get it correct. Let's be on the same page and then we can decide how to move forward. Because I'm not about to be on chapter 2 while you're in chapter 3. It's not going to work. If we're going to read this book together, I want to understand exactly what you're saying. So when you're telling me things, I will ask the same questions. I don't want to walk away asking them to myself. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
If you're in front of me now, let's just go through it in as calm a manner as we can and then get past it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to run away from it.
I read on Gratia that you what you wrote for Gratia, really, really great actually.
Thank you.
There was something interesting you said, and it was like, obviously, you know you're a bad B. When you're in a situation like that, especially as a black woman, you start to question, well, I'm not everyone's quote unquote type.
Yeah.
So did it ever make you think, oh my God, like did it ever like get to you at all?
Yeah, no, I think naturally it does get to you. I think because I can't remember which conversation I had and I was like, you know what? Right. Listen, something needs to change here.
Oh, you
I'm
said
tired.
You don't know memes. I was going to say, have you seen the Gemma Collins memes?
Which one?
She was in the Big Brother house. She said, right, get the door.
Oh.
I'm out.
No, I think, do you know what? My thing is, there's nothing wrong with people having types. I have nothing against any. And I always said, like, my issues never, like, with the boys, obviously, a lot of them's type was blonde hair, blue eyes, petite, very specific. And
petite.
That's fine.
Good God.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, you know, you're attracted to who you're attracted to. That's not a problem. Where I only had issues was people who were attracted to them would then pull me. And I'm like, okay, but why? And you can't give me a reason. Okay, that's fine. Let's just be friends.
Okay.
But why am I being pulled?
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I felt like you're almost like people's like kind of stepping stone. It's like,
that's an awful
like,
feeling.
You know, come on in, and then they're like, they're in, and then that's it. It's like, why are you taking me on a date?
Rubbish. Do you know who she is?
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, whatever. And I think it does get overwhelming because in those moments, you sit there and you're like, because you're trying to work it out in your head and you're like, am I overthinking? Am I seeing things right? Am I seeing things wrong? Like, what is it? So it gets you in that sense. But I just think how you deal with it past that is now up to you mm-hmm. because that's now in your control. And for me, in my head, first I was like, I want to go home. Get me home. Yeah. But obviously, I was like, trust the process, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. But then secondly, you do sit there and you think, I'm not going to lie, like outside of here, doesn't work like
she
this.
Cleans up.
It's not like that.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And I was just kind of just like, oh, it's a shame. Like it's an actual shame. But it's just one of those things where it's just, you just do what you need to do.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, you know what? Cool. But I was always very vocal.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really, it's not like I sat there in silence and was just like.
Or like to gosh. Producers and stuff.
Yeah, just produce, even like the other girls in like the villa and stuff. And I spoke to them. Mm. It was always just kind of like.
But you know what? We could, I think I could tell from even stuff that Liberty was saying to you. It's like I felt like they had edited out part of the conversation, but I felt like she truly understood what you meant when you was telling her certain things. And yeah. I could tell that you had those sort of conversations, but obviously we didn't see that. Yeah. But did you have any concerns, like when you, before you went into the villa, did you expect your experience to be like that? Or
I think before going in, naturally.
And were people telling you not to go in? Or
You couldn't tell people, question, could you? Actually.
What do you mean?
When you knew that you were going into the villa,
yeah.
You can't tell people, can you?
No, so obviously, like, in the application, you get told, like, anyone finds out, you're not going. Mm. And then you also get told, like, it's not confirmed that you're in that villa until you're in that. You could be flown out and then sent. So you're just literally just like, okay. So I told my family, literally just my family, so my siblings, mum, and then I told my three best friends. Mm. That was it. Mm. Those are the only people who knew, and they didn't tell us all. Okay. So that was literally it.
What was everyone's reaction? Did anyone go, oh, don't do it? Or was everyone encouraging?
Nah, none okay, of them, good. None yeah, of them. Yeah. I think all of them just said, just be yourself. Mm. Like the main thing every single person said was just be yourself, stay true to you, and just don't do things in there that you wouldn't do like outside. Mm. Literally no, just differ. Stay true to you. Because if you do something you're happy with, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because then if you offend people, at least you can be like, oh, you can understand it. Whereas if you're doing things for other people's sake, that's long.
Yeah, we could. The thing is, you can tell you were being true to you because on After, was it After Sun? Is that what the show is called?
Yeah.
Your mum was on there with your sister.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed her a clip of something. And then the host said to your mum, oh, is this the Kaz that you see on the outside? She goes, yeah, this is absolutely Kaz.
Yeah.
Like, this is Kaz. Like, this is what you're like. Mm. And I was like, for your mum to say that, this must mean that this is the real deal.
No,
like,
it's
that's
cool.
Amazing.
Because like, even coming out, like, my mum did not stutter and say, like, when I came out, she was just like, yeah, like, you were actually, you. Even that's when she good, came in. And I was literally thinking, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wasn't really worried about, like my family, in the sense of like, oh my gosh, am I gonna bring shame to my household? Oh. Because they were very proud of me and I was me. But you do also think, was that okay, mom? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, my mom's like, that's one of my best friends. I'm like, I don't want to disappoint you. So it's nice. And she's just like, I'm actually proud of you. Yeah. I'm just like, thank you.
That's so cute.
Those 9 months were worth it.
Did you have like any, I don't want to say concerns, but you know, before, whenever a black woman goes into Love Island, there's always the, oh, her hair is like this.
Yeah.
Or why is she doing this? Or why is she doing that? Mm. Did you worry about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it came to hair was definitely one of my, I was more anxious about hair than even conversating
that is
with
so
guys.
Unfair.
Because I said this, like, it was just, that was one of those things. I was like, I'm not a hairdresser. Number one.
Period.
I'm not. Makeup, I wasn't really worried about. I was like, I know how to do makeup, you know, touch up here and there. If my eyebrow rubs off and I've half a brow in one episode, I'm not going to cry about it.
Yeah.
But like hair, I was very like conscious about. I was like, okay, right. So natural hair, going in with natural hair, for me personally, was not an option because I knew we were going to be doing challenges and I knew, I'm sorry, how am I getting into the pool and just sorting my hair out? Do I have wash days? I didn't know. No. Braids, I thought about, but then I haven't had braids since like 2000 and I want to say 18 or 17. So I was literally just like, it's an option. But then what if they grow out, right? And I'm there because I didn't know how long I was going to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they grow out after the first couple of weeks? I cannot do like single braids. So yeah, and we're not having hairdressers in that, so that's not an option. And then obviously wigs and weaves is what I wear the most. I was not going to do a sew-in weave because I just thought that for me that's long. So it was the wigs. Okay, right. When it came to wigs, effects the producers, obviously I was like, bless them. When they like confirmed I was going in, they were like, have you got any worries? I was like, yes, in my hair.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't want to. I did say, I was like, I just don't want to. I'm scared of becoming like a meme, and I'm scared of too much like dragging. I expected some kind of dragging when it came down to it, because I thought at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be top, I'm not going to be top form the whole time I'm there. It's unrealistic.
But we said that even us, like, opinion, every day you will not catch my wig looking nice every day.
I was like, it's gonna happen. But I was like, what's the best way? So then they were really, really supportive, because they covered three of the wigs I actually took in, and then I paid for the other three myself. So that, I literally said, I remember saying to producers, like, I highly rate them for that, because they actually listened to me and understood my concern. I was like, yeah, cool. Also, when you're in there, they can't tell you when the challenge is going to involve your hair getting messy. Like, they can't do that, because then it's, number one, it's not fair on everyone else, and also it's supposed to be like very spontaneous as well.
I would like someone to tap me on the shoulder and say,
just a little nudge.
That wig is expiring. Take it off.
I think maybe you should wear that other wig today.
No, there was one time when they did do a little so we're gonna be doing wink, like wink. A challenge. They were like, you know, one of the parts of the game might require people to jump into the pool. You know when you do the castle more games and everyone jumps in the pool. And I knew that one was coming straight towards me, because when I looked, I just got a little wink, and I thought, I got the right wig on. And I was like, I'm safe.
She's a real one. That's a real one.
Yeah, no, honestly. So, like, you know, in those kind of moments, like, they were great. Yeah. So, and that's why I always say, like, it's the producers, they're not like the enemy, because they, in there, a lot of them were genuinely really helpful. Do you know what I mean? So it's, I think some situations I was like, what's going on? But others I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they did a lot to help me in there. But yeah, I was worried about her naturally. So obviously I plan to take loads of wigs. Then the question was, now, how am I going to bed? So I remember speaking to like my sister, my friends, and I was like, okay, cool, right, options. Headscarves, bonnets, night wig.
Night wig.
No, these are the options. Like, this is just me.
No,
I
facts,
feel like sometimes facts. When I explain it, I don't think people understand.
No, I understand.
Coming from when I'm saying, like, it's actually like a process.
Yeah.
So the options were, right, headscarves, bonnets, no wig, and just being with your cane rose.
Freedom.
Wig, like a night wig that you just like have on.
Yeah.
But then it was like, I think the first night I was there, I slept with my wig on my head. I didn't take it off, and it was glued down. And I remember just thinking, hell no, because that was a fresh install.
Yeah.
I was so upset with myself in the morning because I was like, why did I not wrap this? I'm starting to already, not that I was starting to ruin, we don't have silk pillowcases in there, because obviously you walk in and there's just pillowcases there. And how the mornings work, when you wake up, it's literally you're up and then it's like girls to the terrace and the boys go do like the teas and stuff. So it's not like I can wake up 2 or 3 hours before everyone to quickly freshen up then get back into bed.
That's what Vic thought. She said that she would wake up at 4 a.m. to lay her wig.
Oh no, honey, like literally. So we all go to bed, you're in the bedroom all at the same time, like, right, you're in bed, the lights go off, you go to sleep. Right, you can go to the toilet, whatever.
Yeah,
you wake up in the morning when that bright light comes on, because you're just asleep. That bright light comes on, and it's like, right, everyone, sit up, mic's on, and you're literally just like, okay. And then there'd be some times where, like, you want to just quickly go to the toilet, they're like, wait, and you're just thinking, wait. Sometimes people were bursting, they're just like, just
come like
off.
Red light, green
but
light.
Then it's, that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's very much like that. So it's not like I can be like, oh, hey, I just need to lay. But obviously in the mornings when you are getting ready, after we had our chat, sometimes it's like you've got an hour. Sometimes like you've got 25 minutes. So it's like, that's, you don't know what you have, but to then lay your hair. Because I remember that first morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I had to fix my hair. And I had no makeup on. Because I remember Chloe and I think were together that day. We have to remember this, because we were the only two who didn't beat our faces. Because we were talking, we were both fixing our hair, and then it was time to go down. I remember we were just like,
oh my God.
We're making the makeup on. And I remember from then, we were like, we're never doing that ever again. We were like, we are never,
you're not catching me sniffing again.
I remember we were both sat there like, what is this? Because she came in the evening. So I remember it was the morning. And we were just like, we're never doing this ever again. Like the no makeup in the morning.
But yeah, so yeah. The bonnet thing sparked a nationwide debate.
I didn't.
Could you? Can you imagine do you know this? What?
It's really crazy because, like, in there, I remember thinking on the second day when I was like, okay, I'm not sleeping with my wig on my head. I was like, well, this is gonna be awkward because obviously I'm taking it off in front of people. I'm confident.
Did you take it off in front of them?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Because
the thing is, everyone knew it was
that's
a wig.
Good. Good. Like, yes.
All the girls knew it was a wig, and all the guys knew it was a wig. I was like, this is not my hair.
Good.
You know what I mean? So good. When we're talking about, everyone's like talking about, like, what are you excited for? I was like, I don't want to get my hair wet, guys. Mm-hmm. This is not my real hair. So everyone always knew Kaz is not keen on getting her hair wet. Yeah. So like, even when going in the pool and stuff, people are like, oh, if you got a hairband, we think you're going in the pool. Like, everyone's always like,
good.
Very sweet.
Oh, that's good.
So
think of me.
In the villa, it was not an issue. And like, even in the evening, when I put a bonnet on, I remember, like, I can't remember who asked me what it was, I explained it, and everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. It was not a thing in there.
I was laughing at someone that's what it was.
Yeah. Because not everyone knew. Because I remember that day when I was, when was it? I can't remember. But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so it wasn't a thing. It was like, so I never felt, I wasn't made to feel awkward. I wasn't made to feel uncomfortable. I wasn't made to feel like I was doing something crazy or something weird. Everyone just like embraced it and then would match it to my PJs and people would help me pick colours out. And
yeah, we love the matchy-matchy.
Thank you.
You really did matchy-matchy. So you did matchy-matchy like green eyeshadow, green bikini.
Yeah. Oh, really? I do love eyeshadow matching outfits and stuff. I think it's quite, looks. That's just more like just me in summer as well. I quite like colours in summer. So yeah, it was just that. And then when I came out and everyone's like, so the bonnet. And I was like, oh yeah, they're like, no, like the bonnet. No. I was like, think pieces. No.
Yeah, but did you see that? Like people were saying, oh, it's too early to introduce a bonnet.
Obviously, I'm like, I got like, when I came out, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because when you're in there, you've no idea.
Yeah.
Not a single bombshell walked into that villa and told me anything.
Really?
I knew nothing.
Do you know when people come in, do you ask them like, what's it saying out there? What's the temperature like?
People do ask questions. I wanted to know about whether or not like people had actually given birth to their babies. No one told me.
Like, who was preggo?
Leanne was pregnant. Little Mix, oh, Perry, yeah. And I was like,
oh, you're a mixer.
Yeah, man.
You're so cute. No, we are. Shout out to my ex. I mean, not really, but shout out to my ex. That's wrong. Yeah. No, what's my favorite Little Mix song? And it goes on and on. Just another breakup song.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I love it. That's the kind of stuff I wanted to know, but then obviously you're not allowed to ask.
Yeah.
I think I was like one person. I was like, they had no idea. I was thinking, shame on you. I was like, just give me. But aside from that, like, obviously no one, love the people coming in, they don't know your friends, they don't know your family. So it's not like they're going to come and tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey. Also, they might not, so let's say, for example, you ask like a white islander coming in, they might not know what's happening on Black Twitter.
Yeah.
So they might just be like, oh, I don't really know Spoon. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, everyone likes you.
Yeah.
Not, lo and behold, there's think pieces galore. Yeah,
so I don't know. But when I came out, obviously I've made ways to loads of things. I was just like, oosh. What? But it was one people telling me there's a conversation. I thought everyone's like telling people like what the bonnet is, not me thinking this is some educational stuff.
There was some of that though. So there was some people saying, oh, is she, some stupid people from football Twitter saying, why she got a chef hat on? That's when all of us started to do Avengers. We were cussing them all day. We were like, you think Kaz is in there cooking? We're going to cook you on Twitter tonight.
I get it from the aspect that some people, that's just not in their reality and they don't know what it is. I think how the conversation then gets steered.
But what would you say to the critics that said it's too early to introduce?
Do you know what? I think to each their own, personally. I think if it's too early for you to introduce, that's fine because that's your truth and there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't make that my issue.
Yeah, projection again.
Yeah. As long as you're not making a me problem. If you're just a general like discussion, that's fine. Like I think some people are fine with it. Some people are not. Some people, you know what I mean? And it's not like in every, for me anyway, relationship I've been in, I've been like with a bonnet as well. Like I've had the bits where I'm just like, no, I want to see you to see me cute 24/7.
Okay.
Like I've had that phase. Yeah. It's not that it's just a phase. Like, gosh, you can't word yourself, right? Can you?
Yeah.
Like I've had those feelings as well. So it's just very individual. I think it's a shame for me when people use it as a way of insulting me. So they'll be like, oh, like I get it sometimes still. They'll be like, well, everyone's gassing you up. Well, let's see you in the bonnet. And I'm just like, if you're really going to go out of your way to try and make me feel so ugly because you think I'm ugly, which is fine. Think what you want. I don't think I'm ugly, but that's fine. If you feel like I'm ugly, that's fine. Have that opinion. But why are you bringing that opinion to me? Because if I'm not necessarily attracted to someone, I don't go out of my way to go to them and be like, hey, by the way, in this state, let me remind you of the state you can... Come on, chill. And also, the thing is, like, bonnet and glasses, don't get me wrong.
Glasses? Yeah, cool.
Like, people come from putting my glasses. Don't get me wrong. Like, you look at it and you're just like, oh, ugly. Fine. But, like, that's not actually my natural state, because my natural state is my natural hair. And I'm actually all right when I'm like that. I look about 18. I'm cute.
Glasses, so somebody can't see now. So your Love Island journey was crazy. When I tell you that a lot, I think something, I saw a tweet that someone said once, and it was like, the fact Kaz found someone and was just happy, it just made us feel happy, because it was like, often when you watch the show, I love the show, I've always loved the show.
Yeah.
When black women go on there, or even like, how was Amber's experience? Yeah, Amber's experience. Yeah. Mixed race women as well, sometimes we see it, where their experiences, well, often more towards black, dark skinned women, their experiences are often like, it's not great.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the beginning, I was so upset, because it was like, I remember you said to Toby, you said to the girls, I need to inspire Toby to hug me.
Oh yeah, even stuff like that. It's like, a lot of things you say, but like, one, you're bantering your friends, but then like, anyway, but it's,
Oh, so you said as a banter?
Yeah, like, we all just say, a lot in there.
I don't know how they edited it, but it made it seem like that was your truth.
Yeah, no, because when I came out, people were like, you're exactly how you were. And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, I didn't think you'd be an actual bubbly person. I'm like,
Wow, people really thought you could pretend for how many weeks?
What do you want me to do? But like, stuff like that. But sorry, carry on.
No. But it was just lovely to see that, you know, you're with someone that is just making you happy.
Yeah.
And tell us how it is with Tyler.
It's good, man.
Oh, I had one question actually. So there was all this talk around, like, you know, being official and seeing each other. And like, obviously, when you're dating, especially in Black Britain, Black Brits, when we date, it's usually like you're seeing until you become official.
Yeah.
And sometimes we might be seeing each other for a long periodical time.
I've done that. So what did I say? Yes, mate. I'm not going to act like I'm above it.
We'd be seeing each other.
People didn't understand it. And I didn't like how... it's like they almost invalidated your relationship because, they haven't made it official within this villa.
Yeah.
So because they haven't made it official in the villa, that means they can't really like each other.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what is going on here? Because everyone that has come out of the villa has said, you're the strongest couple.
Yeah.
So it was a bit weird and horrible to see, really, because it was almost like, because you had found someone that likes you for you, it was like, it can't be real.
Yeah. No, do you know what? That's what I'm saying. Conversations like that, they weren't happening in the villa.
Mm.
Like, we weren't having those conversations. No one took an issue with us being exclusive in the villa. Again, it's one of those things, we only walked out to that and we were like, we didn't realize that. I mean,
some of your colleagues inside the villa were saying, like, how can they just be seeing each other?
Colleagues.
Yeah, because, you know the colleagues.
That's really? What, when we were in there?
Yeah, they were like, how can they just be seeing each other? And I'm just like, because this is what...
I haven't actually seen that.
I'll tell you the tea after. How can they just be seeing each other? But there was another white couple seeing each other, Millie and Liam.
Yeah. Everyone, when we were like that, everyone was like that.
Yeah, so I was like, how come they can see?
Official at that point.
But then these people can't see each other. So what's the real tea? But I think, I personally think, because I was explaining it to my boss.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Because he was trying to tell me that, I don't know if Kaz and Tyler are serious. I said, listen here and listen well. Black Brits, we like to see each other. You'll be seeing each other for a million years. So it's just that. And he was like, okay, I get it now, I get it. But you guys are official anyway, so so it doesn't even matter. But how is it with him? How's it going?
Yeah, no, it's good. He's really sweet. He's just like... Do you know, he's really chill compared to me. Like, but then he speaks more than me, which is, I'm trying to like work, we're both trying to work things. We're like, how are we like this? We're very similar, but very different, very similar. But yeah, no, he's really sweet. He's just really like chill. And I think because obviously for him, he's adjusting to like not being in a 9-to-5 like he was before. So he's like now, okay, cool. So this is self-employment, right? Okay. So this content Instagram, like, you know what I mean? So he's just getting the hang of that.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing that before.
So it's just very different. But then obviously on my end, I was doing it, but it's now very different because it's just all lies. Like I understood like when you come out of like the villa in a like people have actually watched your relationship grow and all that stuff. But I think I underestimated how invested people actually are. And I think I actually underestimated how much support I had and how much investment people who do support me have in me. And I really appreciate it. But I think I'm still gaining understanding to like the extent of impact that's been made. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's real impact here. And he helps me a lot through that because obviously it gets overwhelming, but it's nice to be able to just have like a sounding board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when you're just kind of just like, oh my gosh, like I'm not sure about this. What do you think? So it's quite nice. And from that aspect, like he's really like understanding and he's very level headed. I'm away with the fairies.
Mm.
So he's very much like, right, let's just bring you down really quickly.
Oh, that's cute. What's your favorite date you've been on?
I think favorite date, it's not even a date. It's when we're just watching. I never watched Pursuit of Happiness.
Is that Will Smith?
Yeah.
Is that with his kid?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I'd never watched that movie. And we watched it for the first time together. And literally just watching, just being able to just watch a movie, just doing normal
things.
Watching, because the thing is you do so much outside where you're going to Vern's, you're going here and going there, blah, 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 which is fun. Mm. I love it. I enjoy it. Please don't stop inviting me. I actually really do enjoy myself.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But I think it's nice to just do things where no cameras, no phones. We don't need to put this on Instagram. We can just relax. Because then that also opens up conversation. Because then you really actually, you do the normal thing. You get to know each other. You get to know where your mind's at. You get to know what you think of certain things. Mm-hmm. And we also watch, what did we watch? We watched Blue Story.
Okay.
So I'd only watched Blue Story once. And I watched it, like, I didn't watch it in cinemas. I watched it after it came out. And I was half in, you know, when you're half in, half out.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it properly. So we watched that probably again. And then again, opens up different conversations we haven't had. Just the normal, mundane stuff.
Mm.
So I think that's like my favorite thing to do is genuinely just like knowing that my phone can be off. And we can just vibe.
Have you time.
It's nice. Yeah, like just cute. actual quality time. Because obviously we spend time together, but when it's actual quality time, it's nice. Because we're so busy as well. When you get that, and also we obviously don't live together, which is a decision we've both made and we're happy with, just to say.
I can't believe you have to do this.
No, do you know what? Like, I prefer just putting a disclaimer out there because I don't have the
time. Do you feel pressure? Because obviously we're seeing everyone moving in, blah, blah, blah. But do you feel like, oh my God, people... Are people like on your case?
I think people are on our case, but we've made it as clear as day where we're happy. Do you know what I mean? It'd just be nice if people could just like respect that. But at the same time, I understand everyone's just got their own.
But why are they forcing you? Are they in the house with you? are they
going to be paying that bill?
Are you out? Why are you going to be making the food?
No, literally. I know. I think I've come to accept this ebbs and flows. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess it's the same as like when I was speaking to one of my other friends. So she's been in a relationship for about like, I want to say maybe like 5 years, same age, still quite young, 26. And obviously everyone's questioned to them constantly. Mm. So they don't live together, but it's like, so kids every time. And I'm like, I guess maybe it is actually a thing that people do ask when you're in relationships. They always ask, oh, so what's your next step? Because I think some people struggle with one small talk.
I think that's true, you know, because I get that a lot.
Fill up the gaps with like anything. And I guess people do it in different ways. For us it's relationship. I think for other people it's like, you know, when you go out, I don't know what it's like you guys, but sometimes like aunts and stuff like that, they'll be like, so you know, work, what's going on with this? When you, and it's just, they ask you these questions that involve milestones and you're just looking at them like, am I doing life wrong? You know what I mean?
I definitely hear you because I've been with my boyfriend for a long time and people, when I used to work in London, especially people be like, when are you moving in together? And I'm thinking, move in. I'm not living at home, but the rent here is cheap. Like, I'm not going to go move in just to make you guys happy. But I think what you said actually brought a new perspective that maybe they just don't have small talk.
Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah. And I think also like, realistically speaking, I think because people are just, they've followed the journey. So they're following the journey of like other couples. Obviously, I'm happy for all the other couples because they're moving at the pace that feels right for them as couples individually.
Yeah.
And that's great. But like, so are we.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I think because I do wonder, don't know, if maybe half of the couples had done it and the other half, would it be the same? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So it's just that. But I think we've just come to accept the question. Mm. Will keep coming. We're just like, yeah, cool.
You,
but
then you
we're
tweeted
not
going to
do things for people.
You tweeted something. I needed to elaborate.
What did I tweet? That place is... People told me to get off Twitter. Well, I'm scared of it.
Really? Oh. Right. So you tweeted...
In the best way, they told me, by the way.
Let me see if I can find it.
No, go for it. Oh my gosh, is this what it feels like when people are pulling receipts out on you?
Yes.
You just sit there and you're just like...
On the 16th of November, Kaz tweeted...
Not the day!
Kaz, quote, Kaz do this, Kaz do that. But like, what if I just don't want to do... What if I just want, what if I do, but I just can't? So what was that about?
I think it's just that, right, so I get a lot of DMs. Mm.
Is it advice? Is it a lot of unsolicited advice?
Yeah. Mm. You know, and I expect it because, yeah. You know, I just think, relax, you know, just like.
What are they telling you to do?
Oh, everything. It's everything. Mm. It's do your hair like this, do your hair like that.
Oh my god.
No, when I say like it's
no.
This hairstyle is your hairstyle.
I do you know
one
yet?
Doesn't see the thing is what your opinions, but I think people will come with like I think some people like
oh
I know okay. So some people will have like there'll be like screenshots of like examples and stuff. And like I've had like the long emails or like the really long well not emails, I don't really delve into my emails now, but like the long paragraphs which will literally be like a breakdown of like ways that you could like engage with us more. I think some people, that's what I mean, some people do genuinely mean well, but I think with some people I'm just like it's a lot. But I think when it's too much, I'm just like ah. Or like if I do like a question box and majority of people will answer based on, but other people be like oh well this is open, let me just you just can't escape it. And then obviously onto like you know get tags. I think when you get tagged and stuff, I'm always just like why am I getting tagged and someone like do this, I'm just like guys please let's just relax, you know. Wow. I'd love to do some things and some things it's bigger than me, it's more than me. You know what I mean? There's a whole machine that works with other situations and it's just I think it just gets really overwhelming. Yeah, but I do think in as much as I do things like how I want to do them, I also don't like disappointing people. Mm. And I think because I don't like disappointing people, sometimes I overcompensate. So I'll like be like, okay, I'm going to do more.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't do that in general. And this is just outside of the show, just like that. Yeah. Like I'm not necessarily a people pleaser, but I don't want to let people down.
Yeah.
And when I feel like I've let people down, I'm like, oh no. Let me do something else. Like, let me do more. So I think when I first came out, obviously, I did take a step back from socials completely.
And that's
like,
good.
This is too much for me. Let me just breathe. But then I was like, oh, no, I'm letting people down because I'm not taking them on my journey. I was like, right, let me try vlogging because I don't have time to sit down and do a talking video. And then it's like, I'm trying to put that out. But then at the same time, it's like, I'm then overcommitting to stuff I can't do. And then I'm like, oh, and then I'm trying to communicate. And then words are getting twisted. And I'm just like, ah, it's just like, okay, let me just breathe and let me relax. But I think even I sometimes need to remind myself, just take a step back.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take a breath. Sure. Like, it's fine. It doesn't have to be heavy all the time. And I'm just not like that as well. I like really light-hearted vibes. And, you know, I like 80% of fun, happiness, and 20% of more seriousness.
Okay.
Which is not always the case because life.
Yeah.
Life is life thing. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. But I just try and find balance.
Yeah. Let's get to know you a bit more. What was your childhood like? Where'd you grow up?
So I was actually born, raised in Zambia. I didn't move to the UK until I was 14.
And no way.
Yeah, literally. So my childhood, I was just chilling.
What was it like there? What was it like growing up there?
It was good. It was normal. For me, it was just like really normal. We had a really lovely, really lovely upbringing. We're very sheltered. So a lot of stuff, like I've always been really close to my family. So I spent a lot of time with my family, and then obviously my best friends that always come to mine most times. Sometimes I'd go to my mates's, but the party was usually in my space, if that makes sense. And then, yeah, school was like all right. I've just never been like a school kind of person. I was just always like, why am I here? Like, why am I actually here? But yeah, I always just kind of just enjoy myself, played outdoors a lot. was very active, still really girly, wore juju jellies, sparkly ones, and climbed trees, hurt myself, still did it, but then would like beg to get my hair and makeup done and all that kind of stuff. So you had a really happy childhood, like generally happy, and then went to church like here and there.
Okay.
And then only got into church when I was about 14. I think that's when my values in life really got cemented in me. And then I moved to the UK and I was like, okay, so new adjusting, let's make some new friends, which was fine again. It was just, it's always been very like sheltered. I've always felt very like safe, but I never knew a lot about like societal issues as per se until I started to get older.
And well, I think that's all
like,
of us.
Probably like uni. Yeah.
I think that's, what uni did you go to?
I went Birmingham City.
Oh, wow. How'd you find it?
Oh, I was lit. I just used to get out. Honestly, I think my obviously first year is meant to be like, let's party, let's have fun. But I think before I started, September before, you go into uni, you go into second year in like September. So I'd lost my dad just in September before I went into my second year. No, it's fine, you won't. I've spoken about this, but not that much. So yeah, if you don't know, you know, you know. So I'd lost my dad in that September just before going into uni. And I think I went to uni late. I went in November instead during that second year. And I just played catch up with my work and then I just continued partying. So I feel like I always say, like, I spent uni just kind of partying and like just grieving through it. And so I was just living my best life, like living my best life. And I didn't really know what was going on internally. So I just kind of lived.
Yeah.
But yeah, I worked throughout. Did
you work part time or?
So obviously I was in uni. I think I was in 3 days a week. So all 3 years, first, second and third year, I worked in retail. So it was, where did I work? Forever 21 in first year and then it got shut down. Then it became River Island. Then I went there. And then after River Island, I went to Miss Selfridge. So I worked at all three of those retail stores literally the whole time I was in
uni. Oh my God, I used to work at Miss Selfridge. The Arcadia discount
Liddy. No, do you know what? We didn't get it. My store didn't get it because mine was a small. So we were in the ballroom, but it was the smallest store. So Topshop had it. They were the biggest store.
That's not fair.
We didn't have it in Miss Selfridge.
We had it on all the shops, Topshop.
I was so gel.
So I used to bang discount.
I was so upset. Only like our manager did. And I was like,
No. Sorry.
That's bad.
That's bad. No, your manager didn't give you the discount.
Yeah, they didn't give me the discount.
I won't lie.
When you said it, innit? You realized
no, in this moment.
We only realized it, I think, after I left and I came back. Because obviously when I after I graduated, moved back. So it was kind of just whatever. And I was like, what's in a minute? All that time I was working.
That manager is very wicked.
Very wicked.
You're not seeing the pearly gates.
Bad vibes.
You're not seeing the pearly gates.
So we had like that. So obviously I worked in retail and then I also worked I did a placement. I worked at the Big Issue. So I used to work with the homeless. So I did like a lot. And then I
What did you study? What did you study?
I did sociology.
Okay.
Literally. So it was just like, I think my life, it was wholesome. But then there was so much under the surface I wasn't dealing with. So I was just kind of just like, and then I think over the years I realized, okay, you gotta unpack stuff. Okay. And then you learn to open up and then you really learn about yourself. So I think that's how I started to really know me. Do you know what I mean? And how I deal with situations, etc. And I think,
What's the funniest experience you had in your childhood, like when you think back?
Funniest experience? Probably like, what was my funniest experience? I think when, so my mates and I, we used to just do you know, oh my gosh, that show, Fear Factor. Do you know Fear Factor?
I actually don't.
You don't? How do you know?
Do challenges and like the last person standing is the winner basically.
Okay.
So a challenge might be getting in a box getting in a box with a spider.
What?
And then you're just like or like you'd be like in a cube in the air with like, have like a certain amount of seconds to like untangle yourself from stuff. Yeah. Like I could that crazy stuff. So we used to watch Fear Factor a lot. So my mates and I, so they'd come round mine when we were younger, they'd come round mine. And what we'd do is we'd get our bikes. So I'd get my bike.
This already sounds
wild. Literally, there'd be like seven of us, right? And one person would be like a referee. And so we used to, I had a pool at mine, so we'd be like this. So this is like the swimming pool. Can people even see this?
Yeah, yeah. If you watch, you can watch this on YouTube, guys. So you see, okay. You got the pool.
So this is a swimming pool. So that's the deep, that's the shallow end, and that's the deep end.
No.
So you've got like three people here and like three people here. So in the shallow end, like we'd put our bikes in the actual swimming pool.
Like, excuse me?
Our bikes, yeah. So we'd put two bikes in there. And then we'd
no.
Was the water? Game, there's no water.
In the swimming pool.
So there's water in the swimming
pool? Yeah, there's a water in the swimming pool.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
A pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope you're not going to say what I think you're going to say.
How did you ride?
You're not going to say you're going to, you have to ride the bike to the
deep
end.
Yeah. So that's what we would do. But obviously when you're, when you've got a bike in the pool, your legs are not going to stay on. You're just going to end up like floating and pedaling, like you're pedaling it. You're basically floating. Oh, you're like kicking.
God. I didn't even know that you can ride a bike in water. I'm learning things today.
You can't actually ride a bike. God. All we'd be doing is like dragging it.
Oh my days.
But that would be our challenge. Like we have to like do it and then that person brings it here. And so we do like that kind of stuff, which was so silly, but it was funny. But like sometimes we'd get a bit too dangerous with it and it'd be really bad. So we'd be like the whole like, we try and like chain our foot to like the bottom of the pool. But knowing we have enough like breathing room above water, like we can actually like come up, like it's a very long chain. Oh, like we did some stuff, man. Like,
you know what we're
were
playing.
Just like we used
you
know to
we're
think
playing some games.
This was like a challenge. Like, who can undo it? But obviously, like, don't do that at home. That's not safe. Like, it's actually not even safe.
Oh, my
days. Do not do this at home. We were just very young. And my mum would probably shout at me for telling that story. You know.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I think stuff like that. Yeah, we were just, like, really carefree. Mm.
No, I love
just
that.
Do that. Like, we'd just be, like, that. Silly. Or, like, yeah. Like, we'd, like, just try and eat as many like guavas as you can in comparison to guavas, mate. Like that stuff makes you feel ill if you have too many. Mm-mm. Like why are we cutting like 29 in half and trying to like it was silly. Oh, it was silly. Gosh. But I think when you're young, you just do anything. Yeah. So we just thought it was funny. Mm. So I think like those moments where I can look back and I can be like, wow, we really actually just lived.
Yeah.
So yeah.
When I look back to some of my childhood games, I feel like, how do we know who really is the winner? Like, we had a game.
Yeah.
It was like knockdown ginger, but you have to be the fastest to get back and
yeah.
From that, I can't remember. But now I'm thinking, we didn't have no stopwatches.
Who actually cheated?
So how do we know? We did a lot of things. I did a lot. Like, one of my childhood memories, like, literally the funnest day of my childhood was someone had knocked, like, a fire thing or a pipe or something, and there was water on the street.
Oh, gosh.
And everybody was living their best lives. Like, I don't know. I just remember being so happy. Like,
yeah.
We were just dancing with the water. Like, and another one of my memories is...
Yeah.
All right. So there's this meme that keeps going around, and it's like, you know, you got served. And like when people are dancing. Yeah. So this meme was like saying how like everybody was dancing till you got served, thinking we were lit.
Yeah.
I don't know about you lot, but I was lit. So me and my friends here, we were dancing to Destiny's Child's Bootylicious.
Yeah.
With the school talent show.
Yeah.
We did it in front of the whole school.
Oh, wow.
And I remember having a standing ovation.
Oh, you got a standing ovation?
Because we were sick.
That's amazing.
And I honestly remember going, my body too booty. And we were 10.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cute. That is though. Amazing though. Mm. It's amazing that you remember it as well. That means you must have been good. You must have been sick.
I know we were good. So there's lots of like conversations right now about like teachers.
Yeah.
So after Adele, I don't know if you saw Adele, what happened, like it's gone viral. She basically, she had a show called A Night with Adele. She done her new songs, blah, blah, blah. And she was like saying how someone in her life who was really instrumental was her old teacher. Yeah. Met her old teacher, really emotional. I was crying like a fucking baby. Like, oh, I was crying like embarrassing.
Sobbing.
Literally. But then it made me think about the teachers that ruined my destiny.
Oh, gosh.
I could have been on Broadway. I say this all the time. My drama teacher didn't believe in me because I wanted to. One of my favorite shows is Hairspray.
I love Hairspray. Mm,
so good.
Yeah.
Auditioned for it. She said no. I said, please, I'll be the backdrop. Not even background. Not even. I said backdrop.
You want to be the green, screen?
She said no.
Oh no!
Did you have any teachers like that, or did you have any good teachers?
Teachers, right? My math teacher was bad vibes.
They always are.
It's always the best teachers, isn't it?
Oh. All throughout my life, from childhood up until school, like GCSE, bad vibes. At first I thought it's because I didn't enjoy the subject. No, I blame the teacher, but it's both. But no, my maths teacher was bad vibes. I remember he used to die. What did he used to? Oh, I can't remember. Oh my God, there was a thing he used to like to say all of us had. He really didn't like it.
He was really insulting you lot.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was. I'd have to text my mate. She probably would remember. But he would literally, he was just really insulting. Mm. My English teachers were always lovely. Always. Mm. My English literature teachers all throughout my life have probably been probably the most, I think they've given me the most confidence if it comes to like teachers and giving me confidence. Mm. Definitely my English teachers. They always said, I don't know. I think positive reinforcement helps because when people are telling you like you're really definitely good at something, you want to impress them. You want to be like, what do you think? And you look forward to hearing feedback. And like when they criticize you, like you take it on board and you try and change. Mm. So I think whenever it came down to anything to do with writing, speaking, reading, I was always like present. Like, yeah, let's do it. And I enjoyed it. And then, my history teacher was bad vibes. Mm. My history teacher told me that I wouldn't do well. In life.
Yeah. You know what? I always thought that people that said that were lying. Like, I'm like, how can so many of your teachers be saying such?
I only had one. I think she's the only person who said that.
I'm not going to lie.
That
some kids
mad
in
that's
school.
That's a very mad thing to say.
I know it's a mad thing to say.
Mine was in sixth form, so I was much older then, but.
She said it in sixth form as well.
In sixth form.
That's really bad.
And I was literally just like. Do you know what? It was for the silliest thing. So basically, my sixth form. So the town I used to live in, the trains only came every hour. Mm. And on Fridays, we'd have like them, like assembly things, whatever. So my train would get pull it into the station. By the time I'd walk into school, I'd naturally be 10 minutes late. Mm-hmm. So see, I spoke to my head of year about it before I joined the sixth form. And I said to them, like, this is my train situation. Mm-hmm. Either I have to wake up and take a 6:10 train so that I'm 20 minutes early, or I can take my normal 7:30 train and be 10 minutes late. And he said, just be 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Why am I getting to the train station at 6:10 in the morning? Why? For an assembly that is so, like,
it's pointless. I'm
not really doing anything. I can literally come in and go straight into first period. Mm. All you want me to do is register.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just register?
And so because of that, they said you're not going to make it in life.
Yeah, so obviously, like, because whenever I'd come in, I'd just be like late. But obviously, I explained it to her and she was like, you're never going to make it in life if you're tired. And I was just like,
wow.
I'm sorry. You know my train timings.
Yeah, yeah.
The head of year has said it's fine.
Yeah. So what is your own?
What is your issue? Oh my gosh.
Okay, but look at you now.
Yeah, hi, man. Where's the camera? How do I look dead at the camera? Say hi to her.
Oh, it's over there.
Because this one.
Hey, hon.
How you doing?
Not the kid.
I'm dead.
Nah. But anyway, oof.
But, wow. Yeah.
Other than that, like, yeah, most of my teachers have been all right. It's just maths and history.
Jess, did you have any crazy teachers?
No, I know there was one that was bad vibes, but she wasn't my teacher for anything. Mm. But it's like I could tell she really despised me. I don't know what.
Wow.
Yeah, like she always had something to say to me, like no matter what, like just little things. Like my school was really, really strict, like prison. I would compare it to prison. Not even bantering.
Oh wow.
So like you couldn't have piercing, like you couldn't wear any earrings. You had to have your hair back in one. Like, you couldn't have your hair down or anything.
Yeah.
So I got like the top of my ear pierced, but I always used to cover, like, I used to have a low ponytail, so I used to cover that bit.
Yeah.
And like I was doing this for like a good year.
Yeah.
But she was the only person that saw it. She was like, take it out right now.
Mm-mm. Right now?
Yeah, she said take it out right now. I was like, can I do it when I get home? Like, it's,
yeah,
like, I think I had an issue with it or something. She was like, nope, take it out right now. And there was a time, like,
oh gosh,
I was waiting for my friend in like by the lockers, and she just gave me a detention. She was like, and it's like to the point where I had to go home, and I said, "Mum, like I'm sorry, but can you speak to her?
Because
this is
she don't like me."
Yeah, even my mum was like, "What the hell?" And she was like, "Oh, because she wasn't listening to me."
Yeah,
and I'm just like, "What the fuck?" I'm just waiting for my friends.
Yeah,
I'm not causing no issues, exactly. No nothing. But yeah, all my teachers, honestly, they were all right. Like I kind of got along with all of them. My maths teacher was a little bit crazy, bless his soul.
Yeah.
I got used to his sort of
his ways.
Style.
Eccentric, style of teaching. So yeah, he was all right. He just used to, there was a boy in my class that always used to be on my neck.
Mm.
And he thought, because I was quiet in class, he thought if I moved, if I partnered up with this boy.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
That it would encourage me to talk more. Oh, but he said that all that happened is that I just used to listen. I just just used to listen to him talk. So yeah, my school experience was a bit crazy, but
I was relatively normal. Like, I didn't get in trouble in school at all.
Yeah.
But the teachers that used to... So I got in trouble like twice, I think, in school. Once because I said the N-word. And another time...
Not you.
No, but I said it to my friend. I was like, what's up, my nigga? You're right, my nigga. The teacher said, what did you say? I said... No, I didn't. They put me in isolation straight. Then another time, yeah.
No detention, isolation.
Straight away. Even another teacher came in and was like, why are you here, bitch? And I said, oh, I send the N-word. They said, just get out of here, just get out of my presence. Then another teacher was trying to discipline me. I can't remember what happened. Maybe I was late or something. And they were talking. And with me, I don't like when people, like even when my parents used to punish me, they'll talk for time.
Yeah.
Get to the chase. So I said to her, I said, I'm not
what
even.
What is the point?
I remember saying to her, I'm not being rude. But I'm about to be rude.
Did you do that with your mouth as well?
I think I probably did. I said, I'm not being rude. Am I getting attention? Like, what is it? And looking back at younger me, I was a dickhead.
Yeah, you know, like, if someone said that to you, Vic, you'd actually be like...
Yeah, I'd be like, are you mad? Yeah. So that probably got the teachers even more pissed off. Like, who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
I remember the teacher saying to me, you got an attitude problem. I said, me? I said, you think I've got an attitude problem?
Yeah.
Looking back at future me, I look like a fucking crazy person. Yeah. But I was looking at myself as like, oh, I'm Victoria. I never get in trouble. So why are you stressing? Yeah, why are you stressing? But surely because I never get in trouble, you can see that you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was.
That is so funny.
I think if I really think about it, I think I did have the potential to be a delinquent in school. Actually, there was a time I said this on a podcast. So as I said, I never got in trouble in school.
Yeah.
But if you tried me, I will fight you.
Yeah.
So this girl, she was like calling me fat in school.
Oh, no.
On MSN. I said,
not on MSN.
So I said, let's meet in real life.
Yeah.
Bring the beef in person. Yeah. Bring it on in the real life. Oh, so wow. I saw her on road, not on road, in the school.
Yeah.
The corridor. I said, hey.
You called her out.
What do you mean? You think I'm scared? Yeah, I might be shy. Yeah, I might not be popular, but one thing about me, I'm a post-op. Yeah. I was doing this all the way home. I was like, come on, then. Say it, then. Come on, then. The teachers came out, said, Victoria, stop that right now. I said, nah, she's not posting up. She's not bringing the beef. Do you know I followed this girl home?
No, Vic.
No, you didn't. No, you being a stalker.
Like, literally, I followed her a great distance where I said, oh, this girl, the beef ain't happening.
It's really not.
But it really set a precedence.
Yeah.
Don't come for me online.
Yeah.
Those who don't hear must feel. Yeah. I do genuinely believe that.
I like that saying. I've heard that. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, we've got to wrap up. Well, we do this thing on a podcast called Black Excellence, where we shout out someone black or anyone who's doing cool stuff.
Okay.
I want to shout out Plant Made. They used to be called Planted before. They do hair products. It helps your hair grow. And it helped my hair grow. My edges came back.
Yeah.
So it's back now. So go check it out, lads.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Do you have one? Anything you want to shout out?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm on the spot.
Jess can do hers. You give some time to think. It can be anyone. It can be your mom, sister.
Oh, okay, to my friend.
Yeah, go ahead and shout out.
Now I'm going to do my friend. So she's got a brand of candles that she started like making, like handmade soy wax candles. Kakula Space.
Okay.
So the brand's called Kakula. K-U. K-U. L-A, go and purchase a candle.
Love that.
Tatiana's brand. It's no, honestly, her candles literally smell amazing. Okay. I was saying it to her. I was like, girl, this is talent.
We're candle lovers, so we're going to cut.
Are you?
Yeah.
And then when you post them, post my post.
This one has not forgotten. Oh. Don't worry. No, because I'm
finished.
Don't worry, because I am eyeing up the black velvet one.
Are you? No, it's one of my favorites. No, I'm kind of like, I'm an actual nuisance. No, I am. This is literally like...
No, but I like that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, do you feel pressure to get the bag?
Oh, ooh.
Like when you left, because everybody was like, Kaz, do Molly May. Kaz, do this. Mm. And like, our Loki was guilty of it, but I had to be like, let Kaz do what she wants.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think I always do what I want to do, but in terms of like that, the sad reality is, I have to work 10 times harder than everyone else.
Mm.
And it's a shame that it has to be like that. But hey, we're trying. I think there's discrepancies when it comes to pay, mm-hmm. naturally. And I think there's also a marketable look. Mm. And I think those things are a much bigger conversation than me.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm definitely a part of that conversation, mm-hmm. because I'm sorry, things 100% do need to change. Mm-hmm. So I think the pressure, there's naturally pressure because obviously everyone wants it. And I'm like, yeah, I want it too. Mm. You think I don't want it?
Yeah, of course.
You think I'm like,
of course.
Yeah. But I think it's, I've had to learn to say no when things just haven't been of
correct.
A fair
yeah.
standard, mm-hmm. Which is a shame because I've definitely got like different offers I've come through, but
they're not putting respect not, on your
not,
name.
They're not, and mm. nothing's ever going to change if I was to just say, yeah, accept sure, it, yeah, sure. So yeah, it's a fight that I wish I didn't have to fight. Mm. And it's a shame that I have to fight this fight. But hey, we're trying. Mm. That's why I think everyone who does show me like genuine support, yeah. It makes such a big difference, mm-hmm. because it's so hard in this space. And it's not even just in my industry, it's across, because even I was having this conversation with some of my best friends all work 9-to-5 corporates and they're doing amazing. Mm-hmm. And even in their spaces, there's pay discrepancies, there's pay gaps. I think there's differences, obviously, between men and women, number one. So there's that gender battle. Mm. And then obviously, unfortunately, when it does come down to like race, there is sometimes some form of mm-hmm. questionable decisions. And it's just like, okay, how do we make things better and how do we move progressively? And it's never to attack, ever. Mm. It's just things do need to like change.
No, we appreciate you calling it out.
Respectful way I can say
she
it.
She said respectfully.
Yeah, like, you know, because it's hard. Mm. I think it's such a tough conversation to try and maneuver.
Oh, absolutely.
And I always say when I speak, like, I don't want to, I know you will never please everybody 100%, but I think I always wanted to be very, to be known that for me, it's not about an attack. Even when people come at me, like, I always stand up for myself, but I have no intentions of like coming on the attack, because it doesn't do anything. I'm sorry, nothing gets progressed from that. Mm. But yeah, I just wish that things were more fair, and hopefully they can get more fair.
Yeah. Is there any like advice you would give to a black woman, wanting to go on Love Island, or, you know, wanting to take their career to the next step, the next level?
I think, number one, if you're going on Love Island to take your career to the next level, you failed already. Mm. Because the thing is, if you go in there being like, okay, I'm going to 100% change. You could be there a day, for a day. You could be there for a week. You could be for a month. You have no idea how long you're going to be in there. You also have no idea how people are going to take to you and how you're going to take to the experience yourself. Yeah. So I think you can't go in there with a plan that this is how I'm going to change my life. You can go in there and say, right, I want to have this experience. It could potentially change my life. And if it does, am I prepared for that change? Because it could be positive or it could be negative. I think that's the only way I can think. Because obviously I was blogging before, but I really liked my life before. I loved my life. And I always said, if I'm in there for a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, and I come back, it's just the thing I've done. I'm not going to come back feeling sour. I'm going to come back and be like, oh, that was cute. And then carry on doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's how you have to look at it. And I think it helps if you genuinely, I just think you just have to go in there for reasons that are true to you. And you just have to stay yourself. And if you are going to go in there, just have some form of self-awareness and also work on your thick skin, being thick skinned, because it's a lot from all different angles. And a lot of times there's always support when you're there, and also depending on like what your support network is like at home and just with your friends and family, you're going to be so reliant on that. You want to make sure that you've got sounding boards, but then you also need to make sure that you're able to really look after yourself, because a lot of the time you can get really isolated and really lonely. And it can happen in moments where, yes, there's loads of people to speak to, but sometimes not everyone gets it.
Yeah.
Or the people who do get aren't available straight away. So sometimes you need to be able to sit with yourself and be like, why am I feeling how I'm feeling? And if you can't do that, you need to be comfortable and confident enough to know that you can ask for that help because otherwise you just end up in a very like self hating cycle. Yeah. So I think you just need to be really confident in who you are. You need to be really self-aware. You need to be grounded. And I think you just need to be yourself. Everything else that comes part and parcel with the experience will be that. And that's a bit, I think grounding is the most important thing. Because everything else, like, you'll have fun.
Else is out of your control.
It's so out of your control. You're going to go on and things. You are going to have fun. There's so much I did in there. I'm just like, oh, man, it was actually funny. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't all like bad at all. Like, no, it's actually fun. But I think you need to be really ready for what can be, which is, you know, the opposite. And also be prepared for the freaking debates that happen on social media because you don't know about them when you're living your best life. Then you come out and you're like, you said what?
They turned me to a face.
You said what? But you know what I mean? That's part and parcel as well of the show. Like everyone's watching it and they're experiencing it live. And I think that's what makes it attractive as well. Because at the end of the day, like you go home and it's like, it's 9 p.m. You're in your group chats. You're on Twitter. You're having conversations. It's going to happen. So it's like, you can't expect that to not happen. You just hope that it stays more positive than, oh my gosh.
It's all right. Nearly breaking your mic. How much does this cost?
God, we don't know.
It's above us. He's even asking for people to pay him in crypto if they break through. So.
Yeah, it's above us. Really above us.
Like, that's a £3,000
mic. Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much, Kaz.
You've been so amazing.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I've enjoyed myself. I told you want to go.
That's good.
Yeah, no, please feel free to come back. Like, whenever you're around, like, we really appreciate it. Yeah, where can people find you?
What, like my house? Yes.
Kaz, please, no, I mean like social media.
No, Kaz.
No, it's because you said. It's because she said, come back if you're around. Where can people find you? So I'm just thinking, like, oh, I'm going home. Sorry,
my address is.
God. Find me in Essex.
Woo!
Oh, God. Yeah, so I'm at Kaz Camwee on Instagram. Amazing. Kaz Camwee everywhere. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
That is the funniest thing.
I was scared myself.
Yes, because it's literally because you.
No,
said,
I understand.
Like,
continued. Oh, there was no full stop. Sorry.
Punctuation is key, guys. Okay.
I'm actually crying. Oh my gosh. Right, catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw.
You can catch me on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. Follow us on TikTok. And we finally got to 20,000, guys. Thank you. Thank you. And you can find us on YouTube too. Have a blessed week. Bye, lads. Bye.